Act 1, Prologue. Brooding and thick with mists, the moonless nightfall swallowed Latandra whole as she stood before a grove of pine trees. Fear coursed through the young woman and her hand subconsciously dropped to rest upon her mace's hilt. She held her breath, waiting and listening. But the wind washed over the treetops and prevented anything else to be heard. Impatient, but unsure of the next step, the princess looked over her shoulder at the treacherous stone path behind her. Turning back now, she could be back at the steps of Advent Dawn Castle before anyone knew she had gone. Further ahead, rocks dislodged into the brush. She spun around, scanned the darkness, and soon spotted a figure climbing a sheer cliff wall. Retreat was not an option. Steeling her resolve, she unhooked her barbed mace and followed after. Moments later, Latandra climbed, pulling herself up along the same cliffside. Beads of sweat and dirt caked her face and hands. Inside her head, she imagined her mother's voice barking at her. "What are you doing? No Lady of the Throne acts this way. Bad enough you train and fight with that weapon, but now you are rock climbing." Latandra sighed, mentally pushed the reprimands away and focused on the next 10 feet of cliff wall. Queen Demetris's ignorance became more apparent daily and frustrated her beyond words. This had not been the first time nor the last time she had raced after Taven. Her brother had frequent episodes that, in his mind, he would go into another reality. This malady had haunted him and the family for his entire life. Latandra protected him whenever possible.
"I'm telling you, that is him!"
a gravelly voice spoke over her head.
"For all this, you better be right. I did not even eat dinner yet,"
another whined in response. Their voices had carried down with the chill breeze. Two men, an older man and a younger male, somewhere above her and climbing in the dark. Were they talking about Taven? Who else could it be? The thoughts raced in her mind. Her instinct cried that she had to find him first. Latandra climbed faster, but with care to not make much noise. She scoured the cliffside, yet it was too black to find her targets. The climb seemed infinite, and her heart pounded loud in her chest. Once more, voices argued, yet were drowned out this time by the night winds. Moments later, she found the edge of the plateau and crawled over the top. She immediately dropped into a fighting stance and retrieved her mace. Nobody moved, and nothing was visible, but more pine and tall scrabble grass. On the tips of her feet, she worked her way forward, every fiber of her body alive and sensitive to each sound of the nightfall.
"Hurt, but that will not lower the payout, I'm thinking. Get Beck's rope and tie the feet, will ya?" "Wait, what is he doing?"
A low hissing disturbed the silence. She sensed that they were near. Reflex shot her forward like an arrow. A low, guttural growl escaped her lips as she charged into a clearing.
"What is that?"
The first male had turned to face her as Latandra's mace caught him square in the ribs. He barely had time to bend forward before her left leg swept him off his feet. The heavier man's head bounced against the rocky ground, knocking him out cold. She spun around, but the second male had already fled into the abysmal shadows. Hairs on the back of her neck warned her, though, that there was something else in that clearing. A tangible energy that crackled and vibrated in the frigid air. Her heart caught in her chest as she spotted her brother laid flat on the ground. Tiny flickers of bluish lightning washed over him. His jaw hung open in a silent scream. Eyes widened by an invisible terror, and his chest moved with each labored breath. He was very much alive. Bleak and barren landscape stretched in all directions from Taven. Heat from twin suns blazed down and sweat trickled along his face. He blinked away stinging tears and tried to focus upon the landscape before him. Like a mirage, thin yellow tendrils of light emerged and danced in graceful sweeps along the ground. The golden wisps swayed to and fro on an invisible wind. Taven stood motionless as the ribbons enveloped him in an amber mist. They heated his skin like warm winds, and even passed through him. He had never experienced anything like this before. At his feet, another tendril wove between his legs and curled around his torso. As it advanced up his body, a pair of piercing red eyes snapped open, and a narrow, snake-like head formed. It hovered in front of his face as if sizing him up. In spite of the awkward position, he spoke with confidence.
"I am Taven, Prince of the Artadius Court."
Its translucent head jerked back in surprise and cocked dog-like to the left.
"Do not be frightened. I do not... Oh,